Welcome to ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Jeff Peters. Today, we're talking about workplace wellness programs, and joining us is Hector De La Torre, the Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector recently partnered with UC Berkeley to help employers find the best workplace wellness program for their employees. Hector, what was your interest in workplace wellness?
Well, we spend so much time and energy at work that it can really impact our health over decades of our lives. And so many companies and organizations are offering some form of workplace wellness. So that's what kind of got us into this subject matter. This is our second collaboration to provide a workplace wellness resource for employers and employees. Our previous was what I would call Workplace Wellness 101. What do we know works in workplace wellness? And what are the basics of implementing those evidence-based programs? We joined with Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health for that study, and it is available for free on our website.
And how can employers best implement their wellness programs?
Not all wellness programs are created equal, and not all programs fit every organization. So we partnered with the Interdisciplinary Center for Healthy Workplaces at UC Berkeley to release Finding Fit, which is a free employer guide focusing on the types of wellness programs that have been shown to be effective and gives employers a step-by-step process for identifying their employees' needs and the kinds of programs that could be most compatible with those needs.
Employees want to feel that they're in a work environment that promotes health. But do these programs really work? I mean, what can you tell me about employers who already have these kind of programs in place?
Well, there is existing literature on the impact of wellness programs, including our previous collaboration with Johns Hopkins that I mentioned earlier. Employers are big believers in workplace wellness. According to our recent national healthcare survey, 78% of employers believe that their wellness programs have made a positive impact on workers' health, and 75% report a positive impact on productivity and performance, which is why we're at work in the first place. 74% of employers also say that their workplace wellness program positively impacts their workers' job satisfaction. So all around, employers really believe that workplace wellness helps them.
So employers expect a lot of benefits when they implement these programs. What kind of information can employers expect to find in this employer guide?
In addition to how organization leaders can design a wellness program that is accessible and meets the needs of their employees, we identify several different wellness program types. Again, you want to have this variety to be able to choose from, including education programs, social community building, healthy habit development, and preventive care programs, just to name a few. And we have several pages of resources about workplace wellness programs and activities that are free and available to the employers so that they have more access to more information on this subject.
So there's a lot of options described here, which is promising for many employers looking to tailor their wellness programs to their diverse workforces. For more information on workplace wellness, including both resources we discussed, be sure to visit transamericacenterforhealthstudies.org, where you can download this employer guide for free. Hector, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Peters.